Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are down to the home stretch of 31 days of prayer. And even though we only have really just one more day to go, this is only the beginning of what God has in store for us for 2021 and beyond. 31 days of prayer has truly been a blessing. And so I just, my prayer is that everyone will take this as basically just a jump start to just really digging in deeper into the word and also just increasing our time with God each and every day. So I just encourage you to not let this be the end for 31 days of prayer, but really just the beginning of the time that we will spend with God each day and continuing to read his word on a daily basis. So with that, we are continuing to be in Proverbs. This is the 30th day of 31 days of prayer. And so therefore, we are in the 30th chapter of Proverbs, and our foundational verse for today is Proverbs 30, verse 5, and it reads, "Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him." And so the theme for today is God will not fail you. And when I hear that phrase or that theme, many times I think back to when I was in college and I was on my way to cheerleading practice. So our cheerleading practices were Thursdays and Fridays at 5 a.m. And so it was my junior year. And so therefore I was staying off campus. And of course I had to make it to practice by 5 a.m. So I was up extra early. And I remember that this day, there were a lot of people on the road. Usually that early in the morning, you know, I'm like one of the only people out there on my way headed to campus for practice. But this day it was a lot of people. I thought it was very unusual, but you know, I continued on my way into campus and my route actually took me on I-20 because my exit that I needed to get off of was off of 20. And I remember, you know, just driving, tons of cars around me, not really knowing why there are so many people on the road this early in the morning. And there was a car that kind of jumped in my lane unexpectedly. And so I kind of swerved just a little bit, obviously, so I would not hit them. And then I would say not even 10 seconds later, I looked in my rearview mirror and that car literally lost control. I don't know, you know, necessarily what happened or how they lost control, but they ended up losing control of their car and it affected like 4 to 5 other cars. So it was basically just a ripple effect. They ended up hitting someone, somebody else then hit someone else that was coming down the same lane. And I just remember the first thing in my mind was just praising God for keeping the blood of Jesus over me, because that was literally just maybe a split hair of a second where if I did not swerve, you know, even just a little bit like I did, I would have been basically a part of that accident that piled up. And so I just remember being so grateful in my entire way to campus and throughout practice. I just remember just thanking and praising God, because I knew that just a split hair second earlier, if I didn't make that swerve, or if I wasn't, you know, if God didn't have me paying 110% attention onto the road and what was going on around me, that I would have been a part of that accident. And so in situations like that, and really just throughout each and every day, God does not fail us. He does not fail us in our health. He does not fail us, especially during this time with so much going on in the world. He does not fail us in our finances. He does not fail us because he woke us up this morning. We're on this call able to give him honor, glory, and praise for waking us up this morning. So any time that you may get down or just in a rut or just feel discouraged or that you feel like the enemy is attacking you, just remember that God never fails us. He's always there for us. Even if we don't, you know, think he is there at that moment. That accident, I will never forget it. And that was just one of many times that God has never failed me, because I literally could have been in that accident with everybody else on I-20, and I missed it just by a hair. And that was nothing but God. That was only him. So he will continue to be there for us each and every day. And so just anytime I think of that situation and many other situations, I just am grateful and just have gratitude for him being the amazing God that he is and what he continues to do in our lives each and every day. So with that being said, of course, if you have any prayer requests, you can text the church. You can also email the church at prayer@theoutletcommunity.com. We will definitely take your requests before the throne. So we will go ahead and get into prayer. Father God, we come to you today just with a humble heart, with humility, with gratitude. Just thank you for letting us see another day. Thank you for letting us see another year in you, Father God. We thank you that the blood of Jesus just continues to cover over us, cover over our families, no matter where we go, no matter where we travel to, even if we are only driving just 5 minutes away, Father God, we know that you are there with us at all times, Father. We thank you that you will help us to make the right decisions, Father God. Let us not listen to the left nor to the right, but only listen to you, Father God. And we thank you also that we will hear your voice, because we know that you are constantly talking to us. You are constantly telling us which way to go, how to get there, and who to bring along with us, Father God. And we just thank you that we will listen and take heed to your spirit and to your voice only. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us, the blessings that you will give us in the future, Father God, as we know that this year will be an absolutely amazing year in you, through you, with you, and for you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this weekend, that it will be a fun weekend, but also a relaxing weekend and a restful weekend in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And then also, as a reminder, we have a day of healing that will take place at 10 to 12:30 p.m. today. So if you are able to join us, definitely hop back on for a day of healing. But thank you all so much. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
As well.